AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Searchers looking through the rubble of buildings in Manhattan that were leveled by an explosion have found a body. The search has been going on since the explosion Thursday. The AP's Julie Walker reports the body has not been identified.
Two men, both in their 20s, had been unaccounted for, Nicholas Figueroa and Moises Lucon. Figueroa had been on a lunch date at the restaurant in one of the buildings that was leveled. Lucon was a worker there.
Investigators think gas may have set off the explosion in Manhattan. British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond says a nuclear deal with Iran can happen. It's all up to the Iranians.
If we're going to get this done here over the next few hours, Iran has got to take a deep breath and make some tough decisions to ensure that those red lines can be met.
Western officials tell the AP talks are progressing on uranium enrichment, but other issues are still up in the air. The deadline for a temporary agreement is Tuesday. The pastor of a Lutheran church in Andreas Lubitz's hometown in Germany says the community stands by him and his family, despite the fact prosecutors blame Lubitz for causing the plane crash that killed 150 people in southern France. Two people were killed when a small plane crashed near the airport in Westchester, Pennsylvania, outside Philadelphia. The FAA says the aircraft went out of control and went down in a field about 2 miles from the airport. Air Canada says only one person remains in the hospital after a plane skidded off the runway at the airport in Halifax, Nova Scotia.
The aircraft had a hard landing and it has incurred some damage and is sitting at the end of the runway. So some hard landings, the airplane can continue to taxi to the gate. That was not the case here.
Klaus Garage with Air Canada says there was stormy weather in Halifax at the time. The vote count is starting in Nigeria despite attacks from Boko Haram fighters on polling stations and a governor demanding the elections be canceled because of irregularities in this oil-rich southern state. This is AP Radio News. Former Hewlett-Packard CEO Carly Fiorina doubts Hillary Clinton has what it takes to be president.
Hillary Clinton lacks a track record of accomplishment. She is not candid, which suggests her character is flawed.
Fiorina was on Fox News Sunday. She may run for president for the Republican presidential nomination, but she says she's about 90% sure she's going to do it. Hillary Clinton is considering a run on the Democratic side. A Houston housewife, 87-year-old Robin Stanford, sold more than 500 photographs of the early years of the Civil War to the Library of Congress. Stanford says she's been collecting the photos for 50 years.
I liked them. I found them intriguing because they brought pastimes, quality of life, more immediately.
Some scenes offer a rare glimpse of slave life in the South during the Civil War. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.